This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
The crew on my Southwest Airline flight earlier today was, as you might expect, rather subdued. After the death on a Southwest Airlines plane yesterday when that engine blew apart over eastern Pennsylvania. But maybe it hasn't occurred to you just how safe commercial air travel is. Yesterday's death on Southwest was the first on any U.S. air carrier in 9 years. Now think about that. It was the first death involving a Southwest plane in 13 years. I remember that one vividly. It was in Chicago where a Southwest 737 skidded off the end of the runway on a wintry night. The plane went out onto 55th Street. A 6-year-old boy from northern Indiana in a car on the street died in that mishap way back in 2005. From This Week in Agribusiness, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue is reacting to China's announcement of duties of almost 180% on U.S. sorghum imports. Perdue says it's ludicrous to even mention dumping, as the Chinese have charged, because China can buy product from anywhere they choose. Perdue says it is clearly a political decision by the Chinese. The Agriculture Secretary maintains that our sorghum producers are the most competitive in the world, and that there's no basis, in fact, for China's actions. Sonny Perdue is saying that the fact remains that China has engaged in unfair trade practices over decades, and that his boss, President Trump, is correct in holding them accountable. Things are looking up these days on the CSX Railroad that serves parts of the Midwest. The rail line had a bunch of snafus last year, stalling the movement of freight. But Wall Street analysts liked what they saw yesterday as CSX reported better than expected earnings. Oh, swell, Stormy will discover the heartland of America if she hasn't already. Stripper Stormy Daniels has been booked into a Fort Wayne, Indiana gentleman's club in June. Television, movies, social media have glorified binge drinking so much that it's now perceived as normal. Experts say it's especially way too common among women. An assistant professor at Northwestern University in Chicago says, in her words now, we're losing sight of what a problem drinking can be. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.